a download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan. On Triple J Morning, the fierce sounds of Elephant from Sweden. Revolution, a killer song. And if you've not seen the video yet, an insane, insane visual spectacular. When I saw that video and heard that song, I thought, this is a woman to be reckoned with. And I got to meet Ellie, the woman behind Elephant, just a couple of weeks ago when we were both in Texas for South by Southwest Music Conference. I've got to say, she was one of my favourite chats of the week, and I met a lot of really friendly people. But she's an absolute force. Seeing her live as well, you can see she puts everything that she has into her performance. At the end of her set, she actually yelled out to the audience, "You guys killed it," which is so great given that she'd been up there doing all the work. And in the mix of all those shows, I got to sit down and meet Elephant, find out a bit about her past, her present and her future for Triple J Mornings. Listening to her music, seeing her videos, as I mentioned, and watching her play live, you really get that sense that Elephant likes to be very provocative. So when I caught up with the Swedish artist, I asked her if she agreed with that.
Yeah, I like to provoke people, but not in an aggressive way. More like just being myself and be proud about it and not be scared of being wrong. Or I'm actually like, I don't look at myself as a fantastic person or anything. Like I think that's a little bit what I want to represent as an artist, that you don't have to be amazing, like especially being a woman. I mean, I look at myself a little bit like the first woman in history that has had the chance to just be free and just be who I am and just represent, represent a free, experimental woman. So I think
do whatever you want, genderless.
Yeah, it's my superpower a little bit, like just because I think everybody has that superpower if you just realize it and nurture it.
I think you're doing it well.
Thank you.
You've got two EPs out already and they are quite different, I guess, in their style, particularly, I guess, the leap between the songs that we've been playing, Revolution and One More. Yeah. It's a massive leap.
Yeah.
Are these just two sides of Elephant? Is there more to come?
Yeah, there's more. I got a couple of sides. That's also why I call my music provocative pop, because of not really putting myself anywhere, like in a genre. Like it's very wide, and that's how Elephant's gonna be. Actually, the album is coming very. It has a harmony to it. It's not so psh in all directions, because I kind of felt like when I do my own first world release album, I want people to get a real cool vibe. I want people to listen to this album in different situations. I don't want them only to listen to it when they take drugs or when they do exercise at the gym. I want them to listen to it also when they just having dinner or like when they, you know.
A lifestyle album for all flavors.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about any of the producers that you've been collaborating with?
Yeah, I've been collaborating with Joe Little a lot. We did One More together and it was amazing.
He's working with everyone these days.
Yeah, he do. He moved to LA also with his family. So we had a couple of day session just recently. He's so cool. When I had my first session with him, I was very nervous because I never had a session with anyone in that world before. Like he was a Grammy, he was so hyped up. And I listened to his production and it was so clean and so organic. And I was just worried that it wouldn't work. And then I went in, I just did one more, like the first session, first like 2 hours, we just did it. It was so, so easy. It just came out like an easy birth, you know?
What an analogy. The song itself, lyrically, to me, sounds like a song about friendship. Is that what it's about with you and Mo?
It is, for sure. It's a song about friendship. I think I have a very tight crew of girls home in Sweden that I live and die for. What I want to represent is that it's not like girls are not only like no. It's pretty like friendship and like going out for a night out can be very confrontative and very. It doesn't always have to be like, oh, we have so much fun, look at us, a selfie. It can be also very destructive and like, I don't really know what to f***ing do with myself. Can you please stay with me and just talk this through with me? You know, all this, and you know, you get shit faced on a Monday night and you know you shouldn't. And me and my girls, we always have like really, really deep discussions, and it's not like you coming home with always a big smile on your face. It's super intense, you know. And that's so it's a big up to my girls. And then I sent a song to Ma, and she instantly, like, she was so fast and professional, and like sang in the second verse really good. Like,
it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it is.
And it's great that it's a love song about female friendship. That's a rarity these days.
Yeah, in not a fluffy purple way. You know, more of a.
Yeah, and the video that goes with it perfectly echoes that as well.
Yeah. The video was also, that's like one of those projects that I knew exactly what I want with it. I made a song, I knew how I wanted to do the video, I knew who I want to put on the song. It's actually really hard to make a project come together that easy and good. That was awesome.
Are there any plans to come to Australia and visit us, play your show live? We'd love to see you.
Yeah, I would love to go there so much. I really, really want to go. I hope I'm coming soon. It's not on the schedule like I know now, but I mean, I want to go so badly.
On Triple J, Ellie, the lovely Ellie from Sweden, better known to us as Elephant, talking to you a little bit about her past, present and future of music, an album on the way. And as you heard, Joel Little, who's collaborated with Lorde, recently with Daniel Johns and Brood, is also on this new album from Elephant, which will hopefully be on its way in 2015. And he's behind this song, featuring her bestie Mo. This is One More on Triple J. Come on now, sugar, come.